Good afternoon. This is Dee Johnson. I'm calling for the ZMAC History Committee at the Pioneers. And this is Carol Bennett. And we're wanting to know about accreditation at the program level.
And at the time, I was dean of the career education, and many of the programs that we accredited were in that division, so I'll be happy to talk about it. It all goes back really to the early days of the college, and college classes first were held in 1967, and by 1969, we were trying to get particularly the health programs accredited. The reason for program accreditation is, well, there are actually two reasons. One reason is that it is a quality indicator, and you can advertise then or promote your program to prospective students and say that, you know, this is an accredited program. And it gives it a mark of distinction and a quality assurance to the students that the program will be one that will be accepted for jobs by employers. And it also, of course, is extremely important in some fields because nursing specifically, in order to practice nursing, you have to be graduated from an accredited program to get the appropriate licensure. So it becomes extremely important. I might mention, too, that the first programs that for which we sought program accreditation were all in the health occupations area because this is where it was just extremely vital to have this done. The process was very similar to institutional accreditation. There were a set of criteria and a report, a self-study was made in terms of those criteria as to how the program met those criteria. And then an on-site visit was scheduled with a team of peers that would be people that were in that occupation that had experience in working to accredit colleges. And they would come and usually spend between 1 and 2 days then working with faculty, talking to advisory committees, talking to students, and then doing a visual verification that curriculum standards, grading structures, appropriate learning experiences, internships were all being followed by the college. And then they would make a judgment. I think in every case, if I remember correctly, we were accredited at the first visit. Our faculty, of course, was extremely outstanding, not many in number at that point, but knew it was extremely important that this happen. And so a lot of work went into the preparation for it. The great advantage to the programs also, of course, was to have experienced people, and we were quite inexperienced at that point, to have experienced people from other programs come to give us advice on some things that we could do that would improve our program quality. So not only were we trying to convince them that we deserved to be accredited, we were also given the opportunity to pick their brains and in some cases even follow up at their institutions to see what they're doing and to improve our program quality. I might mention after we did the health programs, there were always a number of programs where there was accreditation available, but in many cases it had no meaning. And in fact, some of the associations, I think, just used it as a fundraiser to enhance their organizations. So we elected in many cases not to seek accreditation at a program level for many of the programs. That has changed, I think, in recent years now because they do follow more of the health model and there is a good outcome and a good reason for being accredited. I was always proud that we did well on that, and in fact, in the future, after we were accredited for, our programs were accredited in an area, often our faculty would be called upon to be members of teams of other colleges that were being accredited. In fact, one of our faculty members, Carrie George, later became president of the association that accredits respiratory therapy programs in the United States. So that's exactly what we did, and we had a good record on it, and it certainly helped the college build quality programs.
Thank you very much, Carol. We'll be visiting with you again in the near future.
Thank you, Dee.